Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Matt McMullen of the Chiefs will join us for our roundtable in studio. Before we get to Matt McMullen, we get to our guy, Sean Smith. Hey, Chris Collinsworth in 2009 said you had a Pro Football Focus score of 38.7. What say you, Sean Smith?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just joking. It's a made up. Yeah. I'm just clowning on Chris, man.
Hey, he's horrible.
We agree. I call it semi-pro football out of focus. What do players think of that website?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know what? That's a valid point right there. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Hey, man, it's Raider week. You're no stranger to this matchup. What's it do for you? When does it really start? Is it a Monday thing or is it a Thursday? Where do you get into this game outside of just being another game? I know that's obviously a thing, any team and every team, any given Sunday, but this is different. This is Raiders Chiefs, man.
It's Raiders Chiefs, but it's also a division game. You know what I mean? We got to get back and try to win the division because we've been dominating the division for the last, 10 years, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So we have to get back to, you know, dominating. I think the game starts Monday with the game plan. As you know, everything Andy does is the right way for the most part. And I think the team's going to be ready to play. Mahomes, I feel like juices is flowing and everything is rolling. Everybody's going to be focused on Rice, but there's no need to. We're going to gradually build him back into the offense, and he's going to get hot right at the right time.
And I think this game, too, going against this Chiefs offense, you've been a defensive guy, obviously, your whole life. What do you do to try to prepare against an offense right now that can go five deep at wide receivers, got running backs that you can mix in, you got a tight end, and plus you got a quarterback that changes the play on a dime because he improvises all the time. How do you game plan against something like this?
Well, you really can't game plan. You game plan with, as the old saying Steve Smith said, you better ice up, son. So you better find you some DBs and be able to play some coverage because Mahomes, you got – and it's not even just five wide. We got the tight end, too. You know what I mean? Both tight ends. Everybody said Kelsey, but the other guy's good, too, though.
Yeah.
And he's going to get a nice payday, too, whether it's from Kansas City or somewhere else.
Well, and I think also, too, I mean, that's the beauty of this thing is, like, you're going into this game against the Raiders, and they just don't know what to do. You can have your kind of poison for you out there and do whatever it is the hell you want on offense this week, especially with them being banged up in the secondary.
Offense and defensively, I mean, Geno Smith was my guy. I love Geno Smith, but his comeback story is done. You know, he got paid again, reunited with Pete. Hey, it's not good for him right now. He's stinking up the league, leading. I think he leads the league in picks right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this will be a good game for offense, defense, and special teams to dominate. So, you know, I'm looking to see us score at least 40-something points this week.
Sean, in your career, did you ever play with somebody that was, like, suspended or out for an entire year and came back from an injury? And, like, what's that morale like, especially with a player like Rashee Rice's caliber of talent? When somebody like that returns to a locker room, it's like, all right, here we go, man.
I mean, well, I played with a few guys like that. You know, God rest his soul, Chris Henry. He was suspended before Odell Thurman. I played with all the guys I played with. The Bengals were suspended and came back. It's just, when you see guys come back from suspension and that's valuable to the team, you see how the morale changes. And the good thing is, you know, we took our bumps and bruises early in the season with the losses early to where now we're back on track to where now he's joining at a pivotal part because, you know, heading into November, December, those are the teams get stronger and ready for the playoffs and make that run, like I say, to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, and that's what the thing. I mean, if you're going to take your bumps and bruises in this league, Sean, you're right. Lose at the beginning of the year. Take your bumps and bruises in September, and as you move across the season, you get stronger and stronger and stronger, and that's where the Chiefs are. I mean, 2 weeks ago, people were talking about the Chiefs not making the playoffs. Now people are talking about the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL. Perception is amazing when you see what happened on Sunday night, beating the Lions the way they did.
I mean, that's true, too. And also, you know, everybody was looking at the Buffalo Bills, and they choke as usual. Josh Allen can't win the big game when he needs to win. So I see only even with the Chargers and the Broncos, the Broncos were struggling with the Jets, 0-6 Jets. You know what I mean? Even though it's any given Sunday and everybody straps up like everybody else. But I still feel we have a chance to win the division, get a first-round bye, and still run the table and try to prevail to the AFC Championship. I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I said we play in the AFC Championship. Depending on who we play, we go to the Super Bowl.
Who would be the one team that you would kind of have a little nerve about?
To be honest with you, I'm nervous about Denver.
Okay, why? Because I'm looking at that matchup with the Giants. I love the Giants this week, and I think they're going to beat the Broncos.
I think so, too, but it's just different. Remember, division games are different. Versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? It's just something about Denver and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
It's something about that, you know what I mean? It's just that's what scares me. That's what scares me. Buffalo doesn't scare me. We've seen what we did to the Ravens. They, you know what I mean? So, and the Chargers don't scare me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just got to be healthy. We lost the first game to them by what, 3 points? Come on.
What did you think of what went on Sunday night with, Branch complaining and then starting that fight? Like, if you were out there on that field, how would that have ended?
First of all, you know, if that was me out there on the field, you guys already know you'd be in my locker afterwards because I would have the toe-to-toe. You know, I wouldn't have had Juju. I'm happy for Juju. He's playing great for us, too. But he took one for the team getting punched in the nose. So, when I see him, I owe him a dinner. Because he took one for the team. But Branch, that was just a cowardly move because you didn't even want to shake Mahomes. That means you're a sore loser. That's just how I look at a sore loser. If I was out there, I would have been in the middle of that scuffle because I would have whooped his ass. Don't sucker punch me. Yeah. That's different. It's a sucker punch. Don't sucker punch nobody.
Right.
You're mad because you lost. You're mad because Juju was blocking your ass the whole game. It's evident. Juju had him frustrated.
Yeah, when you see that, though, when that happens, is that like a moment? Because I go back to that moment. Mahomes got that fumble recovery at the end of the first half of the Giants game, and then we hear that Creed Humphrey gave a speech. But that kind of, I know it wasn't like a gruesome fight or anybody got KO'd or anything like that, but blood on the face, on your jersey, that kind of, we saw Mahomes' eyes at the end of that, looking at Dan Campbell, giving him the side eye. You pissed Mahomes off. I feel like you're awakening a sleeping giant.
Yeah, you were making a sleeping giant. Then also, I would have went to the buses and whooped his ass. I would have met him at the buses. And you guys probably don't remember when we lost to Baltimore. What was that?
The playoff game where Charlie Weiss was eating pizza at halftime at the pizzeria.
Yeah, he took halftime pizzeria because he was taking his job at KU.
Right.
But I remember I went to the buses and I was going after Ray Rice? I think it was who it was. I forgot because it was something they did in the game and I just didn't like it. And I went after their ass. I go to the bus. I don't care.
So you're about that.
In between the line. No, I'm about the late night. Just about in between the lines. The game.
Yeah.
But when you saw people, we're still grown men outside of this game of football.
It would have been interesting to see if he'd have brought that energy during the game. It might have been a different outcome for him.
Hey, they might have won. Right?
So what happened when you went to the bus? Like, did you get on the bus? Did the team try to fight you?
I didn't get on the bus. The Ravens security guy was stopping me from getting to the person.
Had have been a strong security guy.
I just sometimes listen to what the police say. I want no,
it's good advice. The police say very good advice.
Hey, sir, if you get on this bus, you're probably not going to go home tonight. Okay, I'll stay. I'll stay off this bus.
I come back. I'm listening to you, officer.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sean, last one for you. This game, Raiders-Chiefs, you say division game. The rivalry is there. Do you see this being a two-score game? Vegas has this at 11.5, Chiefs favorite.
I think we might win by more than two scores. Just being honest with you, I think Geno's going to turn the ball over. Mahomes probably throw for three touchdowns, 87 is going to have a great game. I think this is the game 87 has over 100 yards receiving.
You think your boys found the dispensary yet?
Yeah, they already know the dispensary. They're going to be there as soon as they land. They're going to hit the dispensary.
So 4 for 4 from the field goal.
Yes. I don't know. Before you let me go, I got to say something about this kicker, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's hurt, and he's fighting through it. I just feel like we should just go for two.
I thought that the other night, Sean, when he missed that extra point, I'm like, we got to go for two from here on out. And I am not a go for two guy at all until you need to. And I think coaches do that way too often. They go for two when they don't need to and they chase points. But with this offense right now, I'm scared of the kicker. I am.
I feel like he could either win us or cost us the game. Just being at the end of the game, you know what I mean? I love him. I definitely won some big games for us. But, you know, what have you done for me lately? That's what the NFL is about.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys beat the homeschool kids last week?
Nah, the home team. Hey, we lost, right? But I'm going to tell you about this. I forgot who the head coach played in the NFL, too. And it's just, he has like 3 sons on the team, right? Oh. One of them is a commit to Baylor. I can't think of his name right now. But it was a good game. But I have respect for homeschool. I put it to you like that.
You kids doing the 6-7 down there?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, they're still doing the 6-7, but I think they're trying to ban it in the school district. So now, I don't know. They got this new thing, too, called 41.
41,
too,
so I don't right. 41's yeah, the opposite of 6-7, yes.
So, you know, all these new trends, I'm just trying to stay alive and be happy, man.
No doubt about it, man. We appreciate the time. Take it easy, be safe, and be easy, Sean.
All right, man.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.